Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty work.
Dirty work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. Sounds like a support group. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I've got a kind of like a big little problem. I did something really, really stupid while I was drunk on Saturday.
Well, this just has the best beginning to a story ever. All right, so what happened?
Okay, so this past weekend, I went down to the Outer Banks with two of my coworkers, Keisha and Tara. And Tara's parents have like a timeshare. It's like awesome. So we went down for the weekend. We stayed there the whole weekend.
Yeah, I bet you had great weather for it too. Yeah,
it was so nice, and like there wasn't a lot of traffic yet, and it's like, you know, there aren't a lot of tourists because it's kind of early in the season. So it was great.
Yada, yada, yada. Forget about all that. Get to the drunk mistakes.
Okay. So we work in a pretty big office. I don't want to say what we do.
That's okay. You don't have to. That's fine.
Okay. So anyway, so we all think that this guy, Mike, who started working at our office a few months ago, he's like really hot. And we always joke with each other. We're like, you know, hey, like, what are you going to get me and Mike at our wedding? And like, what did you and your husband Mike do for dinner? And like stuff like that. Like, we joke about how we're all, you know, a couple.
Okay, I got it.
So this is where I really screwed up. Okay, so Saturday, we did nothing but drink. Like, we day drank all day.
Okay.
And at one point, we were all in the hot tub, and we were talking about people from work. And Keisha starts asking me, like, when am I going to hook up with Mike? And we're all joking about it, and she's like, oh, you know, hang on, I'm just going to call him really quick. And she pretends to call him on the phone. And she's like, hey, Mike, you know, like, what's up, honey? And I just want to say you're super hot. And Tara's drunk, and she's yelling in the background, and she's like, you're hot, Mike. And, like, we all know it. And then Keisha hands me the phone. And she's like, here, it's Mike. Like, talk to him. But I could tell it wasn't him because the number that she called, it was our work number, and it was Saturday. So nobody's there.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. And, you know, I grab the phone, and I'm like, hey, Mike, it's Lindsay. And then, oh, God. And then I say the nastiest, like, filthiest thing I could think of.
It's
a joke.
Okay.
Like, I knew I was talking to nobody, you know, so I'm right. Like, it's a joke. No one's going to hear this.
Okay, all right.
So I'm looking at Keisha, and her eyes are, like, super wide, and she's got this, like, her face is shocked. And I'm like, relax. I know it's not him. I can see the number. And then she's like, no, that's his voicemail. I called his work voicemail. So, yeah. So I freaked out. I like hung up and like threw the phone, basically.
So wait, you hung up? So everything you said is on his voicemail?
But what did you say? Like, was it really nasty?
Oh my God. Like, I would never say the things I said on this voicemail to a guy in real life, like ever.
can you give us a hint? I mean, because to some people, what you said might not even be that bad.
Oh, no, it's bad. So, oh, God. So, basically, I said, I was like, the next time I saw him, I was going to reach in his pants and grab his gigantic
Okay.
And whip it out, and I was going to rip it like a pony.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, what? My.
Wow.
Wow, that is pretty bad. I think I need a glass of cold water over here. Jeez.
So that was on Saturday that this all went down?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
What happened, like, when you went back to work on Monday?
I didn't go in. Like, I don't think any of us did. Like, we were all still hungover, and of course I was embarrassed, and we didn't get back until Sunday night, like, really late.
Okay, so you didn't go in Monday, but that still leaves yesterday. Did you see Mike yesterday?
Well, that's the reason I'm calling, because we didn't know this, but Mike is on vacation this week, so he wasn't there yesterday.
Oh, holy, you dodged a bullet, lady.
Yeah, like I was so relieved when I saw that he wasn't at his desk. And at first I was like, oh my God, like, he probably went to HR and he's like reporting us right now.
Right.
But then somebody was like, no, Mike's on vacation. I was like, I mean, thank God. Like, well, I was so relieved.
Yeah, but just because he's on vacation, that doesn't mean he didn't check his voicemail. Like, is he the type of person who does that? Like, checks their voicemail while they're on vacation?
I don't know. Like, that's the problem, because if he doesn't, maybe there's a way to fix it. Like, maybe we can go in and erase the voicemail.
Yeah.
Like, somehow.
Or you could just steal his phone off his desk.
Yeah. I would totally do it. I've thought of it. I keep staring at the phone. But the damage is done if he's heard the message.
Yeah.
But if he hasn't, I just need to know. Like, if he hasn't heard the message.
So what you want us to do is see if he's checked his office voicemail yet.
Yeah, because, like, there's no way that I can do it.
Right, I got you. Yeah, no, that would be...
Okay, so I know you didn't want to say where you work at, but let me ask you this. Does Mike's job involve sales at all?
No, not really, no.
Okay, so it's not like he'd be checking it for callbacks or new leads or every day then?
No.
Well, hell, maybe you got a chance here. Do we have Mike's real phone number, like his cell phone?
I can get it from the company directory, yeah.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and do that? But here's the thing, Linz. I'm going to need the name of your company. Now, I promise we won't say it on the air, but I'm going to need to know what company it is. And I also need to know the name of your boss, but we won't say their name on the radio either, okay?
Okay.
All right. And when we come back, we will find out if Mike heard the raunchy, filthy, nasty message you sent him.
Starting at random.
Hold your breath, everybody. We'll see if we can figure this out.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Mike, please?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is James Arthur. I'm the new IT guy over at... I'm sorry to bother you. I heard you were on vacation this week. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually on the golf course right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Listen, I'll be really quick. So, Mr. F- hired me this week, and I promised him that the rest of my job references would be calling this week. So, anyway, long story short, and I don't know how this happened, but one of my references called and left his new number. But when he called, for some reason, they put him through to your voicemail, not mine. Anyway, I need to get his new number, and I don't want to bother you, but did you happen to get a weird voicemail this week from somebody that you didn't know?
I haven't even checked my voicemail this week, but I can go through it if you want me to.
No, don't do that. Yeah, I mean, you're on vacation, so, and I don't want you thinking about work, but is it at all possible, though, that you could just give me your password so I can go in and get it, and then if you want to, you could change your password back to something else different?
Are you sure you don't want me to just get it for you?
No, man, you're on vacation. I mean, let me do the work here. This is my fault. I feel terrible. If you could just give me your password, and then what I'll do is I'll get the number, I'll hang up, and then you can leave your password as whatever you want if you want to, or you can change it when you come back next week. It's totally up to you.
All right, sure. My password is not.
Okay, great. And you said you haven't checked your messages this week?
No, not since last Friday, I think.
Oh, good. Okay, no problem. Well, all right, well, thanks again. Sorry for the mix-up.
Sure, no problem.
All right, and enjoy the rest of your time off.
I will, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. you are off the hook.
Oh, my God. You guys are the best.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You know how you can, you know how you can thank us, Lindsay? Can you repeat one more time the voicemail message you left for Mike? That would be a wonderful.
No, don't make me. I don't want to say it.
Then I'm not giving you his password. One more time or else. What did you say?
I'm going to reach into your pants and grab your and whip it out and like a pony.
There you go.
Jump on it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.